Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. The leader of the Australian Greens Party, Adam Bandt, is increasing pressure on the federal government to establish an independent inquiry into historic rape allegations involving Attorney General Christian Porter. Mr. Porter strongly denies he sexually assaulted the woman and says he won't be resigning as Attorney General over the matter. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the legal processes should be respected, and Mr. Porter is entitled to a presumption of innocence.
The rule of law is essential for liberal democracies, and we weaken it at our great peril. And it can be hard at times, and I understand, particularly under these circumstances, in how we deal with these, the most sensitive and the most traumatic and the most personal of issues.
Victoria has recorded its sixth straight day with no new locally acquired coronavirus cases. There are now just seven active cases in the state. Premier Daniel Andrews says international arrivals are still not allowed in Melbourne.
The reason for that is we've asked our medical experts to look at what the impacts of variants of concern are on the risk profile in our hotels. When that work is completed and when they can satisfy me that we can have a system where we have the lowest possible risk, then flights will start again.
The rollout of the second coronavirus vaccine in Australia, AstraZeneca, will happen from today, with the first doses to be administered in South Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says 300,000 doses of the vaccine, which arrived in Sydney on Sunday, have now been tested for quality control purposes and approved for use. 50 million more doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine are being made in Melbourne by pharmaceutical company CSL. A new study is urging the US government to launch new local efforts to ensure ethnic minorities can access the coronavirus vaccine. The report by the Council Office of Racial Equity recommends partnerships with independent pharmacies and more door-to-door volunteers to get vaccines to African-American and low-income communities. Kenyon McDuffie from the Council Office of Racial Equity says barriers to access include a lack of internet access and long wait times on the phone.
The lack of equity in the distribution of the vaccine, the appointments, the way that you schedule them, residents were incredibly frustrated by those processes. I had people call me in tears because they couldn't get the vaccine.
The United Nations has revealed 38 people have been killed in Myanmar in the last 24 hours, marking the bloodiest day of violence since protests against military rule began. It reports more than 1,000 protesters have been detained in the country. UN Special Envoy to Myanmar, Christine Schraner-Bergener, says more must be done to stop the bloodshed.
More than over 50 people died since the coup started. It seems that the police used weapons like 9mm submachine guns, so live ammunition. So every tools available are needed now to stop this situation, and that we need now a unity.
The Australian Institute of Sport has launched a national program to improve connections between Indigenous community leaders and 14 Australian athletes across 11 sports. The athletes from Olympic, Paralympic and Commonwealth Games sports will meet up with Indigenous community leaders to gain knowledge that will be passed on to other team members. Matilda's football player Kaya Simon says she looks forward to exploring her Indigenous heritage and building stronger relationships with other community leaders.
I'd been searching for opportunities to be more involved and find opportunities where I could give back as well to my people and also learn more about, you know, my history and strong culture that we have. So get more in touch with my roots and my culture.
I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.